Now, continuing to use this word reality provisionally, we may say that in Buddhism, broadly speaking, reality is of two kinds. There's what we call conditioned reality and what we call unconditioned reality. Or, more simply, we can speak in terms simply of the conditioned and the unconditioned. This distinction, we may say, is absolutely basic to Buddhist thought. You can't go very far in the study of Buddhism, especially in the study of Buddhist philosophy, whether the Abhidharma of the Theravadins or the Savastivadins, or in the study of the Madhyamika school or the Yogacara school. You can't go very far in your study of any of these schools, any of these traditions, without coming up against this basic distinction. In some of the schools, admittedly, the distinction is regarded as an ultimate distinction, but in other schools it is not so regarded, as we shall presently see. Now, conditioned, in the original languages, is Sanskrita. Sanskrita literally means put together or compounded. San is together, krita is made or put. So compounded, put together. And unconditioned, of course, is asanskrita, that which is not put together, that is, which is not compounded, that which is simple in the philosophical sense. Now this word sanskrita or asanskrita, conditioned or unconditioned, is the same word, interestingly enough, as the name of the language Sanskrit. Sanskrit is the anglicized way of pronouncing it. It should be Sanskrita. So it's so called, Sanskrita is so called, at least according to the Brahmin pundits, because it's the perfected language, the language which has been properly put together, beautifully put together, as opposed to the rough, crude, and unpolished Prakrit, including Pali, spoken by the common people, that is to say, especially by the non-Brahmins. In modern Indian usage, Sanskriti, in languages like Hindi and Bengali and Marathi, means culture. They speak of Bharatiya Sanskriti, meaning Indian culture, and Western Sanskriti, and so on. So in this way, one gets the suggestion, the connotation, that the conditioned Sanskrita is also the artificial, that which has been put together, that which has been compounded, that which has been perfected, and so on. Whereas the unconditioned is the natural, that which has not been subjected to any of these processes. Now this fact receives explicit recognition in later Buddhism, especially in the tantric form of Buddhism. The tantrics have a very interesting word for reality. They call it sahaja. Now, sahaja literally means born with, or conascent, if you want a Latinism. Saha is together, ja is born, as in jati, birth. So, reality is said to be that with which one is born, that which is innate, that which does not have to be acquired. Now, as I've said, this distinction between the conditioned and the unconditioned, the artificial and the natural, spiritually speaking, is absolutely basic to Buddhism, Buddhist spiritual life, Buddhist philosophy. And the distinction goes very far back indeed. It's found very, very early in the history of Buddhism. It's found even before the Buddha's enlightenment, and you can hardly go back further than that, so far as Buddhism is concerned.